Biblical Theology, Chapter 6, Bibliology, the Bible. Definition. The term bibliology comes from the Greek word biblos, meaning the books. It refers to the study of the Bible as the written word of the one true and living God. The word scripture is also used to refer to God's word. This word comes from a Latin word which means writing. Topics study in bibliology include revelation, inspiration, inerrancy, canonicity, interpretation, illumination, application, and structure of the Word of God. The unity and diversity of the Word is studied, as are the purposes, versions, translations, and paraphrases. Revelation of the Word. The word revelation means to unveil or uncover. Revelation is the process whereby God makes himself known to mankind through Scripture, Jesus Christ, miracles, visions, dreams, creation, etc. In addition to the written word of God, creation itself reveals God. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. God created the heavens by his word. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Psalms 33, verse 6. God also sustains or continues to uphold the world and all things by the power of his word, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. The Word of God is also revealed through conscience, Romans chapter 2, verses 14 to 15, and providence, God's sovereign dealings in history, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, and 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. Inspiration of the Word. Inspiration is the process by which God used human authors to record his words through spirit-inspired writing. Verbal inspiration of the word refers to every word being inspired. Plenary inspiration refers to the entire Bible being inspired, not just those parts that speak to issues of faith and practice. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, and 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 to 21. God is a source of biblical inspiration. Some of the writers wrote down exactly what God said as he commanded them. Take thee a roll of a book and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel. Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 2. Other writers wrote what they experienced or what God revealed. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Revelation chapter 1, verse 19. God inspired the words in the Bible and used approximately 40 different men to write the scriptures. These men wrote his message over a period of 1,500 years. The perfect agreement of these writers is one excellent proof that they were all guided by a single author. That author was God. Inerrancy of the Word. Inerrancy of the Word means that the Scriptures are without error, whether they refer to theological, geographical, or historical issues. For this reason, the Scriptures are the final authority in matters of faith, doctrine, and practice. The Word takes precedence over tradition, culture, and man-made doctrines. Any difficulties perceived in the accuracy of the text occur because of errors in our interpretation or our lack of understanding. Canonicity of the Word. The process of canonicity refers to the Church's recognition of the divine origin and authority of the 66 books of the Bible. The Church did not determine which books were of divine origin, but recognized these books as being canonical, meaning that they were self-authenticated by the book itself. The contents of these books verify that they are the authentic Word of God. The criteria for acceptance was the writer's authority. The book must be written by a legitimate and recognized apostle, prophet, etc. The content. The book must contain internal evidence that it was inspired and authoritative. Acceptance. No book whose authenticity was doubted by any large number of churches was accepted. The present Old Testament content is reliable based on historical records, such as the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls in 1947. They provided a Hebrew text from the 2nd to 1st centuries BC of all but one of the books, Esther, of the Old Testament. Other means of checking accuracy included the Septuagint, a complete Greek Old Testament translation dated 200 BC, and the Latin Vulgate by Jerome, dated AD 400. More than 5,000 manuscripts of the New Testament exist, which makes it the best verified document in all ancient writings. Many of these copies are early, dating from AD 135 to the 8th century. Codex Sinaiticus, 4th century, Codex Vaticanus, 4th century, and Codex Alexandrius, 5th century, are virtually complete manuscripts of the New Testament. Interpretation of the Word. Interpretation is the way the Word of God is understood. You should approach the Word without any presuppositions, traditions, or cultural influences. You must understand what the author meant and how it applies to your life. To properly interpret the Word, you should study it as a whole, compare Scripture with Scripture, study the historical and cultural context, study by its contents and by books, chapters, paragraphs, and words. Hermeneutics is a term that is used for the science that teaches the principles of interpretation. Hermeneutics seeks to answer two questions: what the Bible says and what it means. Illumination of the Word. Illumination refers to the work of the Spirit that enables a born-again believer to understand and interpret the truth. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 14. Believers are commanded to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. God has provided a special teacher to help you when you study his word. When Jesus was living on earth, he personally taught his followers the truths of God. But Jesus knew that after his death and resurrection, he would be returning to heaven. So he told his followers that a special teacher would be sent to help them understand God's word. That teacher is the Holy Spirit. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. John chapter 14, verse 26. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, then shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. John chapter 16, verse 13. The coming of the Holy Spirit is recorded in Acts chapter 2. Through the Holy Spirit you receive a special supernatural ability to understand God's word. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. Application of the Word. Applying the Word means to allow the Bible to speak to you personally, educating, encouraging, convicting, and guiding your life. Applying the Bible means you act upon the Word of God, not just learn about it. Revelation should result in transformation, true change in your life. But be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the Word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. For Bible study methods, which include instruction on application of the Word, see the Harvest Time International Network course entitled Creative Bible Studies. See also the principles of interpretation provided in the supplemental studies of this chapter. Structure of the Word. Major sections. The Bible is divided into two major sections called the Old Testament and the New Testament. The word testament means covenant. A covenant is an agreement. The Old Testament records God's original covenant or agreement with man. The New Testament records the new covenant made by God through his Son, Jesus Christ. What was the subject of these two agreements? They both concerned restoring sinful man to right relationship with God. God made a law that sin can only be forgiven through the shedding of blood. Without shedding of blood is no remission or forgiveness. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Under God's agreement in the Old Testament, blood sacrifices of animals were made to obtain forgiveness for sin. This was a symbol of the blood sacrifice Jesus Christ would provide under the new agreement with God. Through the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, a final sacrifice for sin was made. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 15. Both testaments are the Word of God, and we must study both in order to understand God's message. The terms Old and New Testaments are used to distinguish between God's agreement with man before and after the death of Jesus. We do not disregard the Old Testament simply because it is called Old. Both testaments center on the revelation of Jesus Christ. Division by books. The Bible is further divided into 66 books. The Old Testament has 39 books. The New Testament contains 27 books. Each book is divided into chapters and verses. Although the content of each book is the Word of God, the division into chapters and verses was made by man to make it easier to locate specific passages. It would be very difficult to find a passage if the books were all one long paragraph. The books of the Old Testament are divided into four major groups: Law, History, Poetry, and Prophecy. The Books of the Law. There are five books of Law. The names of these books are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. These books record the creation of man and the world by God and the early history of man. They tell how God raised up the nation of Israel as a people through which he could reveal himself to the nations of the world and record the laws of God. The best known parts are the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, the greatest of all commandments, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, and the second greatest commandment, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. The books of history. There are 12 books of history in the Old Testament. The names of the books of history are Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. The books of history cover 1,000 years of the history of God's people, Israel. Naturally, they do not tell everything that had happened, but they record the major events and show the results of both following and ignoring God's law. The books of poetry. There are 5 books of poetry. The names of the books of poetry are Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. These books are the worship books of God's people, Israel, and are still used in worship by believers today. Psalm 23 is an example of the beautiful worship poetry contained in these books. The books of prophecy. The books of prophecy of the Old Testament are divided into 2 groups, which are called major and minor prophetical books. This does not mean the major prophets are more important than the minor prophets. The title is simply used because the major prophets are longer books than the minor prophets. There are 17 books of prophecy in the Old Testament. The names of the books of prophecy are major prophets: Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel. Minor prophets: Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zechariah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. These books are prophetic messages from God to his people about future events. Many of the prophecies have already been fulfilled, but some remain to be fulfilled in the future.